Yesterday we discussed a carbon tamid. When you have to bring a carbon haidah, carbon to give thanks to the Eibishter. Will we have to bring it lasid love or not? What are the pratim? What are the dinim v'chulu? Today we're going to continue with our inyan of the Beis Hamikdash, and we're going to discuss another interesting thing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that is that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim there was the Evan Ashesiyah. Mahavdil Elef Avdolis, there's the... Unfortunately, today the matzav is that they have what a certain cloister called the Dome of the Rock, that the Arabs, that they have their cloister there with a big dome, and the name of the cloister is the Dome of the Rock. Why? Because in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was this big rock, and this rock is called Evan Ashesiyah. Why was it called Evan Ashesiyah? So we say, Shemimenu Ushtas Kol Ha'ilam, that this Kilu was the pinnacle, this was the point of creation, and from this point, the Eibishter created Kvayochol, the entire world. Everything formed from this point. That the Evan Ashesiyah is something which is forever constant. On one hand, the Arin is something a lot more choshev than the Evan Ashesiyah. The Arin had the Luchos. Yet, the Rebbe teaches us that we find something very interesting. That the Arin is Shayech Geniza. The Arin could be hidden. We know it was brought down in the basement. The Evan Ashesiyah is something which is Inyan Nitzchi. The Evan Ashesiyah is here always. Now, what does this mean to us? We know that the Evan Ashesiyah is a remez on the Etzem HaNeshama. The Etzem HaNeshama, that's the chelik of the Yid, which never can be moved. It's the chelik of the Yid, which can never be destroyed. It's the chelik of the Yid, which no matter what, gefinzich in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Not only in Bayis Rishon, not only in Bayis Sheni, but even B'Shas Chorbanoi, there's one chelek that it's always there. The Evan Ashesiyah is something constant which gives chayis to the entire world. In the Sikha of Shaftim Nun Aleph, Rebbe spoke very strongly about the concept of the Evan Ashesiyah, and Rebbe used the expression that by a nasi, by Ein of Moshe Rabbeinu, by a nasi, is al derech Ashesiyah. Same will be found by the Evan Ashesiyah. That's not Shaykhin of Gneza. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, that says by a Nasi, there's always a Nasi Nitzchi by Klal Yisro. The Evan Ashesiyah is something which, on one hand, was never a big focus. On the contrary, by Yisheni, they always used to say, oi, the only thing we have is Evan Ashesiyah. We don't have the Arin like in the Bayis Rishon. Yet the Evan Ashesiyah in Avodas Hashem especially represents the Eisan HaNeshama, represents that Chelek. Now Ashesiyah is also spelled, and the Rebbe speaks, that the Inyan of the Evan, the Ashesiyah is the same letters as Hei Tav Shin Yud. That's the letters of Ashesiyah. And the Rebbe spoke once that, in other words, from Hei Tav Shin Yud, from Tav Shin Yud and on, that's when this inyan of the Iskalos of the Etzem HaNeshama, this inyan of the Evan Ashesiyah, is gestarked and coming out the Miluan. Now, we know that even though in many of the Sikhes, the Rebbe says that the main inyan of the Nesiyah started Yud Shvat Tav Shin Yud Aleph, but when asked, Goyfin Rishmi, personally, when the Rebbe was asked on more than one occasion as to when the leadership of Kilo, the Deir HaShvi, started, the Rebbe spoke always that it was Yud Shvat Tav Shin Yud. Because just like the Evan Ashesiyah, it's not Shayach HaHefsik, but there's no such thing that we don't have a Nasi. Well, between Tav Shin Yud and Tav Shin Aleph, there was no Nasi. Of course there's a Nasi. The moment there's Vizorach HaShemesh, there's Ubah HaShemesh, there's Mael, there's Vizorach HaShemesh. It's not Shaykh. There's always, it's Inyan Nitzchi. Navadan. Sometimes it takes more time to be Niskavel, sometimes less. It's very interesting by the Rabbeim that it works every other Rebbe. They'll figure it out, they'll be Kabbalah. The Rebbe took time to be Mekabel the Nesias, the Mittler Rebbe right away. The Tzemach Tzedek took time to have Marash right away. The Rebbe Rashab took time to Friedrich Rebbe right away. And by the Rebbe, again, it took a year. By the Rabbeim, but yet, when asked, when did the Nesias always start, it was right away, was the Zmanim of the Yechides. So from Hei Tov Shin Yud, we already started the Ingin of Shesiyah, we already started this concept of the Rebbe Nashesiyah, and the Mirat Hashem with the scholars of the Rebbe will have back the Arin back with the Urim Betumim. Very interesting. The Rebbe speaks that La'asid Lavi, we're going to have the Arin with both Luches inside of it, the Luches and Yishainis and the Luches Shniyais, because they both represent two Dargis and Yidin, and they're all going to be Vishleimus in the Kodesh HaKadoshim.